Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning, especially to Ranjan Gogoi, the next Chief Justice of India, and definitely not to Arun Jaitley. It is 14th of September 2018, and the big question was, of course, are Arun Jaitley's House of Cards falling just like the fall of Malia's empire? The BJP and Congress were indulging in a war of words over Vijay Mallya affair yesterday and the day before, with both the parties accusing each other of colluding with the beleaguered aviation tycoon. Hitting out at Finance Minister Arun Jaitley over his meeting with Mallya, Congress President Rahul Gandhi accused him of lying to hide the free passage he allegedly gave to the fugitive businessman to flee to London. While the opposition party demanded the immediate resignation of Jaitley and an independent probe into the whole affair, the BJP alleged it was the previous UPA government that gave a sweet deal to Mallya, as if it was the Gandhi family that proxy owned the airline. But adding fodder to the opposition's charges was the former Attorney General Mukul Rohatgi, who was told NDTV that it was a big coincidence that Mallya left India on the same day a consortium of banks moved to recover their unpaid debt, and it was possible that someone could have tipped him off. While the prime accused, Arun Jaitley, has rebutted Mallya's claims as factually false, whatever that means, saying that he never had any structured meeting with him and it was a brief conversation with Mallya which was forced on him by misusing his privileges as a Rajya Sabha member at that time. But for a moment, let us move our eyes to another angle to Mallya's escape, the SBI management. 4 days before Vijay Mallya left the country, Kingfisher Airlines' largest lender, State Bank of India, reportedly did not act on the legal advice it got to approach the Supreme Court seeking an order restraining Mallya's overseas travel. While speaking to the Indian Express, senior Supreme Court lawyer Dushyant Dave said that in his meeting on that Sunday, he advised SBI to approach the Supreme Court on the 29th of February 2016 for getting an order restraining Mallya from leaving the country. SBI chairperson and people at the top within the government knew about this meeting and the advice given by me. However, there was no action taken on it. Mallya left the country 4 days later, so even if Arun, the undeclared Bureau Chief of India, Jaitley, says that only one sentence was exchanged, so what if that one sentence lasted 15 minutes? At least have an inquiry into not only the role of the state, but also the role of the institutions that helped Mallya fly away. If all of this is giving you a headache, please take anything but Saridon. The Ministry of Health on Wednesday banned the manufacture for sale or distribution of 328 fixed-dose combination of the FDC drugs with immediate effect. FDCs are two or more drugs combined in a fixed ratio into a single dosage form. The banned medicines include brands like Piramal's, Saridon, Alkem Labs, Taxim AZ, and McLeod's Pharma's Panderm Plus Cream. Drugs Technical Advisory Board, the DTAB, in its report to the center stated that there is no therapeutic justification for the ingredients contained in 328 FDCs and that these FDCs may involve risk to human beings. When other news looks like someone is gearing up for elections and trying to appease the Dalits in Uttar Pradesh, the Uttar Pradesh government on Thursday revoked the National Security Act The NSA against Bhim Army founder Chandrasekhar Ravan, setting the stage for his release more than a year after he was jailed for his alleged role in clashes between the Thakurs and Dalits in Saharanpur. He was granted bail by the Allahabad High Court in November 2017 before the government detained him under the NSA. When talking about elections and detaining, an overzealous Congress minister in Madhya Pradesh has been booked for inaugurating medical college before the chief minister there, Shivraj Chauhan. While in a game of one-upmanship ahead of the upcoming assembly elections in the state, Congress MP Kantilal Bhuria reached the government medical college at Banjali in Ratlam along with his supporters and a priest and held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Tuesday. Well, on Wednesday, Chauhan formally inaugurated the medical college building that has been constructed at a cost of Rs 350 crore, but after ensuring that Kantilal Bhuria was booked sufficiently. And moving on to international news, where the Australian politicians want a 9-year-old Australian girl kicked out of school. Well, a 9-year-old Australian girl who refused to stand during the country's national anthem out of respect for the nation's indigenous populations has been attacked by prominent politicians who called for her to be kicked out of school. Harper Nielsen claimed the song Advance Australia Fair ignored the nation's indigenous people. When other news, 11 people were killed and 44 injured after a car plowed into a crowded square in southern China, and the driver attacked people with a knife and space seeking revenge on society for previous criminal convictions, according to the government there on Thursday. Well, Volkswagen will stop making the iconic Beetle car next year, ending nearly 7 decades of production, according to the company. The company's American unit said it would halt output at its plant in Mexico after making 2 special edition models of the third generation Bug in July 2019. And on to our last news for the day and this week. It is an inspiration, or maybe the next item on your bucket list, to be the fastest man on space. But you may have to beat Usain Bolt there as well. Bolt shared a video on social media which shows him participating in a race on a zero-gravity flight above France. Competing against 2 other men, Bolt easily won the race, flying towards the finish line as his competitors struggled to catch up with the Jamaican sprinter. Well, it was a part of a promotional event for a champagne brand called Mumm, which was held to promote a champagne bottle designed especially for space tourists. Hopefully you won't have to beat Usain to have that champagne, but then you'll probably have to plan your space trip for that. That is all that we have for you for this week. We will be back after the space of 2 mornings. See you on the other side of the weekend. Until Monday, goodbye from TakeApart.in.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.